Thoughts on the House reauthorizing the FISA Amendments Act through 2023 from Virginia Congressman Dave Bratt, who did not support the measure. Congressman, what were discussions like?
It was a tough vote. There was tension in there, but our guys put up some pretty good intellectual arguments that I don't think were fully answered. So there's always a trade-off, and there was a worry. The other side said the program might go dark if we didn't pass it. I didn't find that to be true. It was either going to the program was going to stay alive with or without the Amash Amendment. And there are pretty strong arguments that we got a Fourth Amendment problem. The other side said that the 702 program hasn't been abused yet. But that is not good enough, right? I mean, you're supposed to protect the Fourth Amendment in law regardless of whether it's being abused. And I think most of your listeners know, even bipartisan, right? The elites at the top of the food chain have been spying in Susan Rice's name in the prior administration, searching, stripping through the haystacks to find information on political competitors, et cetera, have been alleged on all sides. And so you want to put protections in place, and the basic protection that the Amash Amendment said is we want a warrant. You can go search on international terrorists all you want. That's a great thing. Go do it. We all want strong national defense. But if you bump into information on a U.S. citizen, they are fully protected under the Fourth Amendment. You do not get to do illegal search and seizure on American citizens, even if it might be a utilitarian short-run gain in play. Mm. And so that's roughly what was going on. And they couldn't quite get me there on that vote. We got some serious work to do still on the issue of warrants for U.S. citizens, so you cannot be spied upon.
That sounds like is that the same approach that Senator Rand Paul has as well?
Yeah, that's right. He and Amash and some of the Liberty folks have been studying these things for years, so they're pretty well grounded in it. My chairman, Goodland out of Virginia Judiciary, is solid as well. But so it was good arguments were made on both sides. But at the end of the day, we had some pretty substantial figures. Sensenbrenner is a senior figure who's been around for decades on this issue, and he said there's enough holes in this thing, and the size of those holes are big enough to drive a Mack truck through.
Oh.
And so when you get that kind of statement being made by a senior, a substantial figure that has expertise that makes you pay attention.
Right. I mean, to break it down, I mean, this all comes down to trying to keep the nation as secure as possible, right? So, I mean, the intent is good here. It's just the arrival at that intent. Yeah. Yeah. So what, I mean, can it be changed at this point? Would you recommend, I don't know, something additional somewhere else?
Yeah. Well, Nunes wrote, you know, he has been in charge of this, and he's been taking bullets on this from the other side. And so he's done good work as well. And he offered today in conference, he offered Amash the ability to work together in the future on other issues relating to these warrants and the queries, et cetera. And they're going to move forward on that. And today it was just an issue on the 702 piece, and so there was disagreement. And I think we got a little bit more work to do. I think things are going to come out, even in the news inquiries lately, that will be related to the 702 in short order.
Mm. We're speaking with Virginia Congressman Dave Bratt after the House approved this latest FISA measure. By the way, I think you sort of referred to it there, but do you think that FISA was used against the Trump campaign?
Definitely evidence of that process being used, right? That it involved a warrant to go after the file of information that was used by the British spy. And so that was not linked, supposedly, to the best of my knowledge, to the 702 program, but they're closely related.
Thanks, Congressman. Virginia Congressman Dave Bratt. By the way, the repeated reference to Amash, he made that interview as a reference to Michigan GOP Congressman Justin Amash. Hey, thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe. For more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.